Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I think I had it on mute. Hi, I'll start the show with the new song. New you, you. That's a song that's being offered to test for yourself, like 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night, and maybe about 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning to see what life shows you. The new song is a connection to the real universes. There's the new presentation being offered. You can look up Wonderful Worldwide Educators. I think it's www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. And there's new books available at Lulu. And if you get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube, you can get PDFs of the new books. And there's lots of information about the projects you can become involved with in presenting this new presentation to the world. Today I'm going to read some of one of the new books. This is new book 3 of the Adventure Is series by Dwayne the Great Writer. It's called The Real Far Country, Real Guidance and Real Education. I'll start here with a part that Rebazar Tars, who is a universal guide, is talking to Paul Twitchell and Dwayne Heppner. And he's telling them, those who accept and listen to the new wave of life will find themselves renewed in the real universes, where there is endless light and real freedom. The creative sound reality recreates you, and then you find yourself a citizen of the new worlds. The false attractions of the sense worlds disappear, and you become an exalted, radiant being. You are purified and your mind is renewed. You will live anew, and never again shall the shadow of death cross your path. This is where you definitely become immortal. Those who are into the faith and belief systems will someday discover these systems offer little support for the hope of immortality. All the elements of the many world religions are of a doubtful value for the reason they are dependent upon ancient books and metaphysical theories, along with many mocked up authority figures and nothing real. This takes the matter out of the category of knowledge, and so now robs it of its chief value. And then what is left are a configuration of ideas that truly lead nowhere. Now, to get to the roots of immortality, you must learn and understand what the real universal guides are presenting. We are not interested in forming any organization that eventually becomes corrupt. History has already proven this. This has already been tried and now has failed so many times over. The majority that is still involved with the existing systems are not seeing what their controllers are truly doing. This is where you learn to test what is taking place where your eyes cannot see. A simple way is to ask any real guide to show you what is really taking place. You decide that you want to really know the truth about what you are involved with or wanting to know, and you will be shown while your body is asleep. Sometimes the is will provide an outer confirmation to the simplest of situations, such as a person talking with you and then suddenly start to provide you with the information you wanted to know. For you, Paul, from what you will have created here, what will take place after you leave the earth? There will be a period where the mastership is not what it appears to be, that it has taken over your presentation. There will be two after you that will continue on with your writings and then turn what you have taught into a religion for the sake of their own personal gain. The two stand-ins will be very charismatic and hold their followers to the sub-levels of awareness, just like the belief system businesses have done for the longest time. Here is where the students have the opportunity to have the real guides show them what is taking place. The owners of the corporation will be telling their followers that the real guides are still with their present so-called master, but it will not be true. Then you will be starting your new presentation, Dwayne. Of course, you already know this from the center of yourself. Now is the moment we will enter the nowness of the future view. All of us will center ourselves on the is, and I will position us at the very moment I transfer Paul the rod of power. In a matter of moments, the surroundings changed, and we were in another mountainous area that had a large flat surface, which was wide and huge. At first, it was just the three of us standing alone. We will now experience what the rest of the world will never know, said Rebazar. As we were standing and just observing, there began to appear small clusters of lights from many different positions. Very soon, each group of lights became beings like Rebazar. There seemed to be thousands of them standing all around us as far as the eye could see. I stood in awe and watched. The League of Real Universal Guides of the All Is. They are here to participate with us, said Rebazar. Then, from out of somewhere, the most wondrous light became apparent and engulfed all of us. The entire area was now solid light. I looked up and saw a giant staff of light coming from the sky and from somewhere unknown. I knew that this was the real side of the true reality displaying itself. The golden reality of the all is the rod of power for you, Paul. This true reality is what takes care gotta make sure this is still working. Okay. This true reality is what takes care of those who have the real connection to the sound light wave. Only the real guides have access to this realness. The secondary systems are connected to the space gods and the dualistic powers of the mind, which fall under the control of the lords of karma. We are the real risk takers that are hidden from the world marketing drama. Because of this true reality, there will be so many who will be relieved of ever having to return to this earth again, said Rebazar as he smiled at us. As I watched, this casual swirling reality was alive with us. I could feel and sense its presence. All those who stood around us did not utter a word as we simply stood in silence. There was a soft and low sound that moved with all the swirling light. It was all like such a dream, as I could sense this scene was mainly for Paul and what was to come for him as he would move out into the world of mankind. Later, I was to also realize as time and events went on that I was an even bigger part of this awesome reality. After I don't know how long, we were suddenly back at Rebazar's place. It took me a few moments to focus from all the light we were in. All of us sat down in a circle and stayed silent for a while. Then Rebazar started talking again. We will now go into the future view and what will be known as the new nowness. This is what must be conveyed to all those in search of the true reality, and that is, all that has taken place in the past should be left there as the reference it is. All that a person has gone through will always bring them into this ever-present moment and real nowness. Only in the real now can a person truly perceive reality, and never from anything in their past, nor the past of others and their historical events. I am actually quoting what you will be presenting, Dwayne, as all of us are in the actuality of the rod of power, the new wave now. The rest of this world and all the other people who are looking for the real guides must learn to recognize what is real now. From lifetimes ago, the two of you decided to take the risk and dare do what others would not. So this is where you have come to be. This is how reality is and will always be so. Now we are going into the future view once again, said Rebazar, as all of us were suddenly in what seemed to be a rather different surroundings, yet all of it appeared the same. We were standing outside of Rebazar's hut, and as I was looking around at the scenery, Rebazar pointed directly upward. I stared straight up and saw a streak across the sky. For a moment, I considered it to be more than it was. But then realized it was a jet aircraft at what I would guess to be 30,000 feet in the air. From behind the aircraft was a long and continuous vaporous white streak that did not seem to disappear, but lingered on in the air as it gradually spread out. I had seen high-flying jets like this before, but their jet trail always evaporated and vanished. We are standing in the future now, Dwayne, What you are seeing is what is taking place on the earth now. As you can see by what you have noticed is the trail of the passing jet as it does not remove itself, but lingers on. This and so much more of what is mainly hidden from the public view is taking place. It is all about control and destruction. What you are seeing will come to be known as a chemtrail. The ruling forces of the earth are purposely bombarding the public with toxic chemicals to maintain their position of complete dominance over the minds and emotions of the unaware. Once again, this is human history repeating itself, as was the case with Atlantis, as an example. You, Dwayne, will already be standing in the rod of power, the new wave, when this scene from the future view takes place. I am demonstrating to you and Paul how the space and time frames work because of what all of us have decided with our real intent firmly with the all is. We can move into and through all the fabricated events that humans create. All those who have made themselves subject to the creations of others, which are not directly connected to the real guides and the all is, are merely moving about in the design matrix consciousness of the Kalam worlds, the Lord God of men. Here again is where the two of you will establish what others dare not touch in the way of real truth and a real position with the all is, said Rebazar. While Rebazar was explaining more of what will take place, he told us how the reality of cause and effect works in the creative realms. He said, because of the actions of those who constantly project into what they have determined to be their future, the effects are already existing in what could be thought of as parallel dimensions. And so this is how the real guides overview any situation they want to, by positioning themselves in any time frame they want. Rebazar said that the future can always be changed because of a person's free will, but as long as they hold to what they have decided, then the future effects will come to be as has been determined. He also explained to me and Paul that there will be many stories about him, and even when Paul passes from his physical body, but he will still have a body on the earth to support me with the rod of power, the new wave. After a long discourse on so many things that will not be published, we return to the time era of what was then present day. I am going to constantly take the two of you into many time frames, because the intenseness of the future that will unfold with the social structures from those who support them as they keep deciding a very dismal future for themselves. As usual, mankind cannot be trusted, but still needs real guidance in so many areas. As the two of you make the knowledge available, there will be millions of people who will have the opportunity with the real connection to the all is. What we are presenting is not a religion, philosophy, yoga, or any type of metaphysical system that deals with the God idea. No, it is definitely not any of these businesses for the masses that pertain to the formulated gods. What we are doing is returning the real super knowledge to those that have the heart to see what is taking place. The great reality can only be what it is, and that is a presenter of itself to all who will listen with a childlike heart. It is the great sound of life. That is the gift for each U-tune to realize and take the journey back to its home in the real universes. Again, what the real guides do is offer the real presentation and the opportunity with the real connection. We deliver the hidden knowledge. The all is wants to be distributed. And then we let each person decide for themselves. We are not here to change anything, not people's minds or the conditions of the world. But by the very fact that each person becomes aware of what is real, the changes for the better start to occur from the true natural source of all. We are not here to compete with what already exists either, because the all is can only be real with all of its creations. Our sole purpose is to provide the real guidance with the true reality, real truth, and real freedom. The fact is that just about nobody on this physical level knows anything about the real you and its wonderful potential, because the educational systems will not accept the natural source of real guidance. The ideas that have been invented and floated around for hundreds of years from the lowly educational businesses are a lot of silly stuff. They do pertain to the earth and are workable from the first level, but that is all they do. When a person has accomplished their education, earthly goal, they are left out in the cold, so to speak. Who really knows the component parts of the new? Does science? What about the educational institutions? Do the politicians or the clergy or even the Pope? No, none of them. All of these and most of the rest know very little or nothing. They could know if they were really interested and took the time to investigate, but so many follow the old schools of traditional behavior that have created their rituals for people to adhere to. This is part of the fear factor that has been driven into people over time by the accepted and invented gods and those who choose to manage the affairs of the written disorders. The real guides want to share what they know from real experience, not from old documents that have been orchestrated to confuse people. What we have has to be recognized and realized, not memorized and talked about as social phenomena. The different parts of man are a worthy study for anyone who wants to understand themselves from a realistic position. All of this from the beginning with the lower stratum, which is man the animal. He is a physical body. He has a body that gets hurt, sick, and then finally dies and returns to the soil. There is another man inside the physical body, a much finer body. The simple term is the astral or emotional body or light body. When seen by the physical eyes, it appears to sparkle with millions of little particles resembling stardust. It takes shape with the character of the individual and has five senses the same as the physical body. When the physical body dies, this body remains as the individual's expression on the astral level. Here we have the first heaven of man. a place where most people feel comfortable with because they are now living in their emotional body. There is nothing wrong with the beautiful astral world, but they are limited and do not contain the same unlimited self-sufficient positions as do the real universes of the all is. Inside the astral body, and quite distinct from it, there is the causal body, which is much finer. It is the real cause of all that is ever to take place in the individual's life. This body is divided into two or more strata, each of which is given a different name. One is sometimes known as the mental body, that is a sheath around the real you, and is very sensitive to the impressions from the mind. Its function is to receive and transmit impressions between the mind and the new on one side, and between the mind and the astral body on the other. A perfect record of almost everything the individual has experienced is established from his countless ages of existence. Out of these experiences, character is formed, and from that character, all actions flow. The mind body is the fourth unit or vehicle in the construction around yourself as a man. And finally, the etheric or subconscious mind. These are closely related to the causal body, as it is not easy to distinguish between them, and then down to the astral and physical body. When reaching the Dazhuan Dvor region, all your bodies are shed because you no longer need them. Then you leave your mind at this level as you travel further, and so you are no longer restricted by any instrument. This is where you know all things by direct perception. Now you are free from all the lower vehicles, and the real you has the awareness of knowing directly anything it needs. From this point, you can take in the knowledge of the lower realm. Last of all, we come to the real you inside the man. The new, or you-tune, the old term is soul, which is linked into the first three levels of unawareness. This is the very core of your being, the real you. Each person has all of these vehicles, physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric, while living here now. All the lower units, which are instruments, you will discard one by one as you advance upward. This is because you will have no need of them on the higher levels, each vehicle being suited for expression only upon and in a particular realm. The new is the real you that is hidden inside all these bodies. This is the spark from the real sea of light. You are actually a brilliant being of incredible awareness from the unlimited ocean of the great reality, the all is. It is with the real you that all real awareness resides. Everything below it, such as the mind and the other limited bodies, are unconscious, automatic, and mechanical in action. Everything in existence is entirely dependent on the sound and light reality for its life and activity. Even the humblest plant or the smallest insect. These body instruments are simply for making contact with the coarse nature of the lower realms. It is for this reason that the all is cannot manifest in the lower realms, because a material body is needed. So it, sends the sound light reality of itself into the golden position of the new man. There is no place in all of life where there are no U-tunes. Some have better minds and bodies than others. In this respect, there is little difference between an amoeba and man, between an insect and a savant. All are from the is and equal, except for their amount of perception. The evolution of man is incorrect according to the scientific community. From a physical standpoint, it would seem that man evolved from the apes, but this is not true. The idea does sound interesting, and there are so many who want to believe it to be so, but no, there is no truth to what the intellectual minds agree to. The real you has gone through millions of lifetimes of different embodiments to finally reach the human vehicle. Each one of us have been almost everything that can be considered, so that we can gain a multitude of viewpoints within our endless worlds. We have all been the smallest of things, from an amoeba to a plant, and then the birds and animals, and finally a person of this world. All of us have been humanoid on so many various planets and star systems. We have ended up here because this is the final hour for all of us. Once our missions are done here, we will enter the real universes. The religious orders have their own ideas about the living creatures on this planet. They cannot see the reality in all things, only themselves. Life is awareness, and becoming more aware, it cannot be anything else. Now, I have moved you along to the understanding of the new. From here, we go to the mind in the very center of all worldly situations. In the Brahm Lok, the mental world, the mind is acquired. When you make your descent from the higher levels into the cosmic mind worlds, you pick up the mind in this region. A small part of this cosmic mind is detached, so to speak, and is joined to you, not in a permanent union, only temporary. It is wrapped around the real you, and at the same time obscuring much of the light and hampering its activity. When you have taken on this mechanical vehicle, which is actually a handicap, you begin your career in the lower regions of mind and matter. Through this process, the individual begins to accumulate experience. The mind is not self-conscious, nor self-acting. It has no power of initiative. It is simply a machine. As a machine, it can be made to do what it is intended to do. It will never do anything different than what it is fashioned to do. The Western teachers have taught that the mind has powers of origination and initiative, but this is untrue. The mind and the real you have been greatly confused in Western psychology. Everything originates and is initiated from the reality of the sound and light and the real you. Only the negative power and their subordinates have minds, like humans. Everyone can learn the difference with their real awareness, the real you, about the mind. The mind is really no essential part of the real you at all. It is created simply to make contact with the material regions Otherwise, it is a bothersome thing to deal with. The mind can be a useful instrument, provided it is kept under control. It is a very good servant, but a bad captain of your ship. Many have been taught that the mind reasons, but it doesn't. It can carry on deductive processes, but has no power of induction. This is often demonstrated in the cases of hypnosis. If you give the subject certain premises, no matter how absurd they may be, a person will act upon such premises with automatic deductions. Such a mind has no power of synthesis and rational induction. The new alone has the light in it and can work independently and rationally. You only have to observe a little the action of people to see for yourself that some act more like machines than they do as rational beings. They are moved by their mind in grooves, just as they have been taught to act. It is a rare individual who does independent thinking, and when they do, the sound wave of life has motivated them. The all is real. It alone knows all. The mind is divided into four parts, which are functions or modes of action. The first part recognizes form, beauty, color, rhythm, harmony, and perspective. It enjoys these things, and what it doesn't like, it rejects. It receives impressions mostly through the eyes. Then it passes its findings on to the thought process, which in turn reacts accordingly. The second part deals with the senses of smell, taste, hearing, and feeling. Its chief function is taste. It likes to taste, relish, enjoy, and then rejects what it doesn't like. Feeling and taste are practically the same thing. All of its reactions are automatic. Third is the intellectual function, which the awareness of the real you uses for thought. When empowered by the true reality, it produces what we recognize as thought and discriminates and decides. It passes judgment upon all the findings of the other two faculties. The fourth function or faculty accepts the decisions of the other parts and executes the mandates. This part is the executive faculty of the mind. It is also the I-ness of the individual by which you can differentiate the real you from all else. It is also what enables the individual to distinguish between his own interests and that of others. When this part of the mind becomes exaggerated, the appearance of vanity or egotism comes forth, making one more human. The idea here is to not condemn nature for what we have to work with, but to understand and obey it. It is man's best friend if you first learn to obey. With understanding, you work in close cooperation with nature to your best advantage. There is practically no limit to the powers of the mind, but very few people know this. It truly is a good thing they don't, because most people are not ready to take on the responsibility. Those who have performed miracles for the public find that they will have to be responsible for what they have done. The Miracles of the mind that have become known through history were not always performed for the best interest of the whole, but were done for the personal audience. We are to control ourselves with the secrets of life so that we do not interfere with what is naturally taking place. Those who have forced their way through society to have their own way have left their marks all over this world. They are the ones who do not obey nature, but actually have put it to ruin. They are the lawmakers and the developers who are not concerned except for what they can profit from. Human life to them is nothing, let alone the land, air, and water. Today, the battles are waged for real estate and oil, and those that stand in the way are taken out without a blink of an eye. This is an example of minds out of control. And so it is that they will not know the real and wonderful secrets of life, the all is. The essential point here is that the mind is a very great power and must be kept in control. It can do miracles that are of a great benefit when rightly used. Whenever any of the five passions of the mind are allowed to run wild, a force that was meant for good has been turned into an instrument of destruction. No faculty of the mind works itself because it is motivated by the real you and is as automatic in its actions as a stick of dynamite. It is only when the real you takes control that the mind is directed in safe and sane avenues. It may then be compared with a fine car that has a good driver at the wheel. Every stimulation of the mind with its functions can create thought forms which are seen on the subtle levels. Thoughts are things, just as much as clouds, cars, or houses. The four faculties of the mind, when set into motion by any sort of stimulus, begin automatically to create thought forms and set waves into motion. The mind will do these things with the regularity of chemistry or machinery. It works in this pattern and can do nothing else but this. It has no power to originate thought, nor can it reason upon any proposed course of action. I am very aware that this is all contrary to Western psychology. But very few of the modern systems understand the real workings of the mind. Habit is the chief method of mental action. Habits are likened to grooves in which actions run. The first thing which mind does after it is agitated and brought into action is to establish a groove, which you call habit. Man is usually a driven slave of habit and custom. Many of the traditional so-called customs experienced on the earth are really people who are bored and are not willing to take the time to discover what is real. When Christmas, New Year's, or most holidays arrive, what do humans robotically do? They get intoxicated because they are bored. The mind resents innovation, dislikes change, and accepts without question what it has been taught to believe as truth or what is right, according to it. Here is a fact of human nature, and that is, when a person speaks or writes about their belief or what they believe, they are working in the area of what the mind has been indoctrinated with from the contrived belief systems. So, as I have gone all around with this, I am coming back to what has been established by the minds of society for others to accept as some kind of a truth. When in fact, It is all a phenomenal puff of smoke, like that of the political platforms that run their campaigns on hope. The controllers of the existing systems know this fact and know how to motivate people into staying conditioned for their cause. The mind adores routine, and it can be trained to a very high degree of skill in a given line of activity. Even with an assigned routine from the mind, the real you will finally wake up and see what is taking place, but usually will not interrupt the cycle of unawareness, because this has become its way of life and truth, even if it knows it is headed for self-destruction. The personal ego can be a great barrier to a real awareness. This marks one very great advantage to its automatic quality. When activated by the sound light reality, it forms thoughts, and each thought takes a definite shape on the astral level. Of course, you cannot teach a machine that it is not good to run into trees and that the highway is better. You can argue with it for years and then turn it loose on full power and it will run straight into a tree if the tree is in its path, and so it is with most people. They will usually go on doing what they did before, in spite of all rational persuasion. If a little light filters into them, a person may change their course of thinking or acting, but never otherwise. If the mind enjoys a certain sensation, it then wants to repeat that sensation as often as possible, quite regardless of whether the sensation is good for the person or not. This is why there is so many dope fiends, drunkards, libertines, cigarette smokers, and why people indulge in anger and vanity. The mind will usually do what it likes, regardless of consequences, unless checked by fear or some higher impulse from the true reality. Of course, if it feels pain from a certain performance, it may instantly reject the mode of action, regardless of its own ultimate goal. Mind alone is neither moral or immoral, any more than your car, because it is simply a machine like a computer. The cannibal can see no harm in eating a man that you do in eating a piece of beef. To some people, both are harmful. Morality, sin, and righteousness are largely matters of custom, with an attitude and geography which has been decided upon accordingly. Social customs, ceremonies, rites, religions, and politics are based upon mental habits and are handed from one generation to the next, and so with a history of basically bloodshed and domination, the controlling people of this world have justified their positions and what they have done. Look at the educational institutions. And what they teach children who are open to everything that is presented to them. The parents of these children reward the child for following the premeditated formulas of those in control. If the child begins to see through these malfunctioning programs, they are condemned to continue whether they like it or not. Of course, in a society like the two of you live in, you need an application and direction to survive. But the complexity of what is being taught and what the actual goals are only provide a small amount of actual service to the child. A person can become brilliant in the social orders of things and have a life of wealth and favor, but when their life is done, what then? What have they planned for all their life that now leads them to the unknown factor of death? If they had been properly trained by the real guides, they would have a great advantage and surmount everything and become wonderful beings. When their life is over, they will be emotionally missed because no one the person knew had any knowledge or real experience beyond this world, only some sort of belief that they would be going to some heaven. Customs make it wrong in one country to enter a temple with shoes on, while in another it is wrong to keep your hat on. Certain places you can only have one wife, while in others you can have as many as you want. These are mental habits that have been agreed upon. These habits are so strong that people will promote your destruction if they feel threatened by their change. The whole human race is a slave to customs. These ideas are the promotions of the rulers over humans from their gods. Every person in the country may condemn the custom, and at the same time, most people will do their best to perpetuate it. This is because the mind is a machine and cannot reason. Can you imagine vast armies going out with deliberate aim to destroy each other if they had the power to reason? Some would consider all of this information to be very critical of the free will of each person. But those who see it this way do not see the tap lines that society is plagued with. The diseases the world is facing today are not from any mistake, but from all the agreements to the disorders set down by the space gods. Actually, in a way, it is not their fault, because the humans want gods to blame for their discomforts and at the same time plead with them to cure their decided upon ailments. The space gods will not admit to what the humans already want in their lives, and that is gods to do their bidding. Dwayne, Ursha is coming for you. Paul and I have a lot to discuss about his position, so here she is. Have fun, and I will see you soon, said Rebazar, as him and Paul laughed, as Ursha appeared and took me along. Hello, Dwayne. I thought we could go and play for a while the boys have their own fun, she said as we flew high into the sky over Rebazar's hut. I was really getting into what Rebazar was saying, I said, as we flew along like two birds in the air. You are dreaming on many levels and in many other dimensions. What you are taking in at this time will reveal itself when the future of your presentation is in motion. This is how our real awareness works for those who do have an intent for real truth. You have a perception like Rebazar and Paul, she said. I am too young to be like them, I said. It's not about age, but real experience. You are getting to the heart of what you will someday stand in very firmly. Not only are you being taught with Rebazar and Paul where you seem to be, but somewhere so hidden and special. Would you like to go there and see? She asked as I nodded yes. Ursha stopped us in midair, and then she took both my hands with hers. We faced each other while floating motionlessly in the upper part of the sky as the sun beamed upon us. I liked to watch her most beautiful face as she stared right into me. We both giggled like school kids while she seemed to weave a dream for the both of us. I could sense what was taking place as we didn't move anywhere but stayed very still right where we were. As I looked straight into her eyes, I could see the surroundings gradually change. From the blueness of the sky, there became a soft whitishness all about, as though we were in a dream of sorts. I smiled at her as she continued to hold my hands and smile with me. She began to send me impression from the heart of herself. This is where you and I really are, Duane, in a sea of light so finely made for us. This is the softest area of the real universes, a never-ending isness all to ourselves. You really do understand this place. You and I have been here so many times before, even as the life you are now living. We have always had a secret and special place for ourselves, she said. I was so amazed at what her heart had just brought into being. I knew instinctively that it was her great and wonderful being that made all of this possible as I accepted all of it. She knew this, and as long as we both agreed, then we can stay as long as we want. Yes, you see what I see, Duane. Someday you will be the great writer and tell others about this, how they can free themselves from all the destructive drudgery they have lived for thousands of lifetimes. To finally come out of the womb of the cocoon and be free, that is a real life in reality. We stand in our own love for each other and everything we live with. All of this will always be part of us, she said. I woke up the next morning and knew I had already experienced something, but when it came into my personal mind, it was like a blur. As I am writing this from the new nowness, I can see the experience very clear, as it has taken many years to perceive it from my position with this body and mind. All of us have a continuous flow of ongoing experiences which are present from all we have decided, and from this line of creation we learn to eventually become more aware of what is real. It would seem to many that every time one enters into the real universes, that because it is all the same, all aliveness, that it must be the same experience each time. But this is not so. Each time I enter any real position, to the mind and senses, it may seem the same at times, but it is actually always new and more real than before. And this is how reality is. As I now have this overview of myself and what I have decidedly been through, I soon saw myself returning to the scene with Rebazar and Paul. There are some advantages in the machine-like actions of the mind and also grave dangers. If the mind, through a gradual process of suggestion and experience, becomes accustomed to certain grooves of action, it often leads to the wreck and ruin of the individual in spite of himself. People become entangled in the net of habits and customs, while deep in their hearts they want out, but may not have the focused will or strength or of character to extricate themselves or the knowledge. Real knowledge is the first step, and then a gradual training of oneself to a decided goal, such as a total awareness with the is. Real guidance is always suggested. The more the habit is indulged in, the more easily and for certain the mind will run into a groove. At the same time, the new itself becomes less and less able to impress upon its mind what it wants from the mind, or even get a hearing at all. The mind is an exceedingly fine and delicate reality. You have tremendous awareness in your own sphere of action, but in the lower realms you have very little power of self-expression. On the other hand, if you are trained with a responsive mind, you can do almost anything you decide to. This is why mental flexibility through the sound-like reality is so important and insisted upon by the real guides. The mind may be divided in another way besides the four faculties or the higher and lower. There is only one mind that acts on different levels. The lower mind, which is more on the physical. The second part is the emotional or astral level. And the third part is on the causal and mental realms. These also correspond to the other bodies of man and the levels in which these bodies operate, each in its own sphere. The higher mind engages itself in positive thought activities such as universal love, beneficial literature, fine music, and other arts that have some kind of benefit to itself and society. The lower mind is involved in making money, deal making, corruption, eating, drinking, and the indulgence of any of the passions that are out of control with itself. The highest part of the mind, the etheric, which lies next to reality, the real you, is the purest. Below that, each particular substratum of the mind becomes more adulterated with coarser and lower substances. The very lowest stratum is a mind that is little more than electromagnetism. The attention can move from level to level, but it is the same mind working in all areas. The higher part of the mind is like the pilot that gets its impressions from the real you and then passes the information down to the other parts. All aspects of the mind are automatic. None of them calculate results or assign a moral content. Each of them accepts what they are given and reacts upon it without question or consideration. No part of the mind has any consideration for what is best for the individual, except what it has been taught by experience of to like or dislike. Only when the real light of the true reality enters the real you, only then does the person begin to consider their options. Otherwise, business as usual in a sphere of minds and the affairs of this world continue on a downward spiral. The mind is given a stimulus or a temptation will always act in accordance with the sum total of its past experiences, because it cannot act in any other way. There must be a new driving force from somewhere to get the mind to get out of its old habits. The stronger of the two will get the mind to alter its course. Physics is the best field for the study of mental phenomena. There is not a single action of the mind that cannot be reduced to Newton's laws of motion and the reactions of chemistry. All mentality is under the mechanistic theory of this level. In the absence of real guidance and real knowledge, they are fully justified in their conclusion. With the mind alone, the mechanistic theory would apply with perfect accuracy. But when the sound light reality begins to enter the awareness of the individual, there is no foretelling what will happen. The U-tune operates by its own light, and the mind must follow, like it or not. The mind is an automated thing, and the real experiences come from the sound light of your being. The lower levels are enemy territory to us. The passions with what the mind likes are always around, and we are only interested in real truth and real freedom now. That was some of what Dwayne the Great Writer, wrote in New book 3 of the Adventurous series. The new books are available at lulu.com, or you can get them at the PDFs from Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube. I think if you're trying, you'll be able to find her. There are projects in development like the All Solar Research Vessel and Nations United Universal University. Other things that you can become involved with. So anyway, I'm just trying to share what's being offered by the real guides to you to find out for yourself. Test the new you song before you go to sleep each night. Ask for real guidance and a real education and see what life shows you. I'll end the show with the new song. New you. See ya.